Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the program. My name is Wayne Lawson. This is Morning Report. Morning Report here on the Fight Back Media Network. I thank my friend Paul Swanson for pitching in. I think he pitched in on Friday and yesterday. I appreciate Paul of the Swanson Report. And that's Paul Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-E-N, because the S-E-N is Swedish. So that's how I remember that it's not O-N, it's E-N. I don't know who the O-N are. I don't know if they're not the Swedish people. They're the other people. They must be the black people named Swanson. I don't know. But in any case, thanks, Paul, for your continued support of my endeavors and the endeavors of Fight Back Media. We appreciate you greatly. Oh, and you'll be hearing more from Paul over the coming weeks. Paul is still producing content. You can reach, you can see and hear and read more of Paul's content on the Swanson Report. Just Google Swanson Report, and most of his information and commentary is out there. So it's very, very cool. I mean, Paul Swanson has been a good friend of mine. We've worked on a number of projects together and worked for some of the same people at the same time. It's been really cool. So again, thank you, Paul Swanson. Today we're going to talk about Biden and the brat. Biden and the brat. This whole narrative of Trump and when tied to Joe Biden is just it's problematic. It's just problematical because of his connection to the Ukraine. That no one's saying that Ukraine is not corrupt or has not been corrupt, because it has been. A lot of these republics are, especially these socialist republics, are corrupt and have been for a long time. And you know what? When people like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are connected, it's a bad narrative. It is almost like, it's not like they never thought that anybody would catch them. But they never thought for a second that anybody would be able to put two to two together. It's interesting. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Joe Biden a little bit and Ukraine. There's an interesting photograph that is going to light. And we're going to talk about the brat, Greta Thunberg. Someone Googled and found out that she was an actress. And she's done some acting. And her parents are both climate activists. But Michael Schellenberger, who's the founder and president of Environmental Progress, sort of took her on Twitter. And it's interesting, super interesting, how this battle went back and forth. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, don't forget, this is what we're going to do most days that, quite frankly, think about it. I'm going to give you the Hey Jackass report of the carnage going on in the Petri dish of gun control that is Chicago, Chicago. I'm going to be back with more of my writing messages. Thank you, everybody, for coming back right after these.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back. We appreciate you being here. We're just going to get right to it. Apparently, this comes from my friends at our friends at townhall.com. Courtney O'Brien got put on today, this morning. Ukraine narrative ended. Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News. Probably a lot of you did. So Tucker Carlson presented his audience with a photograph of former vice president and his hunter golfing the Hamptons with Devon. Okay. So who the heck is Devon? Devon Art, executive of the Queen Asquay. Burisma. Okay. This is a sample that Hunter got the sweetheart deal. Action on the board. Hunter had been certain Burisma was bored of the company was under investment. No, because apparently, like I said, open, you know, a lot of these countries are rift. And they were being investigated by the government. And Hunter was serving, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, was serving on the board of the Ukrainian gas company at the time. Lucrative position, with Hunter reportedly earning millions of dollars. He's making mad bank. So at the time, Vice President Joe Biden reportedly tried to get the prosecutor in charge of investigation fired. Okay. So it isn't like they were trying to see what the truth was. He was trying to not only thwart the investigation as vice president, interfering in the affairs of a foreign nation to keep his kid out of jail and to keep the dollars flowing. Well, the money kept rolling in from every side. Right? He was vice president. It wasn't like he was a concerned dad who was trying to protect his kid. He was vice president at the same time. Alright, so he also claimed that he had never spoken to his son at overseas gatherings. But apparently, the photo of them all hugged together, this is what Biden told Fox News last month. I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him why he's on the phone with a foreign leader, trying to interrogate a foreign leader. You should be looking at Trump. Now let's break this for just a second. Now, Joe Biden, maybe you forgot. Maybe he didn't think anybody was watching. Maybe he thought that he was in this really hoity-toity private enclave and that these pictures would never get released and no one would ever find out. Maybe he didn't really understand how that works, right? Maybe. In any case, it's all bad. So he says to Fox News that I've never spoken to my son about his foreign overseas business dealings. The photo with the guy from Burisma and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden make that a little difficult to buy. And then he turns around and says, I know that Trump needs to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. Stop. That's not untrue. That's not untrue. The basic norms have been what we've gotten all along. The basic norms have been Barack Obama, sort of. The basic norms have been George W. Bush. The basic norms have been Bill Clinton. The basic norms have been George H.W. Bush. The basic norms have been Bill Clinton. The basic norms has been the status quo, where it was the system that was being protected. It was the system. It was the inside baseball Washington D.C. system that was being protected at all costs. They find every single norm. Now here's the even stupider part about this. You should be asking why he's on the phone with a foreign leader, Joe, because he's president of the United States, trying to intimidate a foreign leader. Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't hear the phone conversation, so I couldn't hear the tone. I could just read the words. Didn't seem like he was trying to intimidate anybody. It seems like he was trying to encourage the guy to do a good job. But in any case, even if he was trying to intimidate him, first of all, not illegal. It just isn't. Just not illegal. And think about this. President Trump has every right in the world as the president of the United States to be on the phone, first of all, whomever it is, and a foreign leader. He does. However, you, as a vice president, do not have every right in the world to interfere with a civil prosecution going on in a foreign nation. Interesting. While the whistleblower complaint against President Trump raised concerns about his asking a foreign leader to interfere in our elections and to investigate Biden, it simultaneously raised questions about Biden's shady Ukrainian ties. Both sides have jumped on the scandal. Democrats used it to launch an impeachment inquiry, and Republicans have cut a new ad accusing Biden of a quid pro quo. Committee gave him a nickname. His name is Quid Pro Joe. Anyway, when I say these Washington types are so alike, the thing that they hate most is that Trump shows up. This is why the best thing about Trump is Trump, and the worst thing about Trump is that now every damn thing in the world, whatever happens, is about Trump. Anyway. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. We'll be back right after these messages. In America, there are three proven ways to build wealth. Business, investment, and real estate. All three seem to have high hurdles to jump to get into, but believe it or not, real estate is the lowest of the three hurdles, and multifamily real estate investing is the best way to go. From duplexes to apartment complexes, multifamily investing brings the biggest bang for your investment buck. My friends at Buy It, Rent It, Profit and the Landlord Academy are ready, willing, and able to get you going on the path of building wealth. Contact Joe Ebanks and Brian Chavis at buyitrentitprofit.com. Buyitrentitprofit.com.
You may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org, but you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here. You know, the next thing that I found, and I found it mildly entertaining, really, is that I have deemed Greta Thunberg as the brat. And it's because of her a rant, basically, at the UN, where she is screaming at a group of adults, "How dare you? How dare you?" Now, basically, now you screwed everything up. Talking to me, that we've screwed everything up, and now we're looking for the children, her, and her, you know, her contemporaries to rush in and save the day, honey. Okay, if you're interested, that our friend Zoe has a great, Alfonso Rachel has a great video called "How Dare You." Check it out on YouTube. Let's get his numbers up. Let's get his numbers up to where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be in the millions. I mean, every 500,000 views moving forward. So let's get his numbers up to where they're supposed to be. You know, and he's been out there all the time, and he's been shadow banned and pushed down and demonetized. You know, let's get his numbers up to where they're supposed to be. Let's get his views and his scope where it's supposed to be. So search for Alfonso Rachel on YouTube and watch this video called "How Dare You." And all of the Zoloff videos, watch them. Watch them multiple times. Share them with your friends. Let's get those views up to where they need to be. Anyway, Michael Schellenberger, who is the founder of and president of Environmental Progress. Now, Environmental Progress is hardly some conservative think tank, right, on energy and climate and the environment, hardly. Actually took the 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg's ignorant tweet about climate crisis and explained why nuclear power is the only way to go. Now, I've been talking about nuclear power forever on all platforms. This is what the climate brat tweeted. "Today at 11:30, I and 15 other children from around the world filed a legal complaint against five nations over the climate crisis through the UN Convention on Rights of the Child. These five nations are the largest emitters that have ratified convention." My screen just went because they're after me. Not after me. So let's find out. Yes. And she hurt 15 other kids because they're getting play in the UN, not because they're special. It's because that's how, and I'm going to say this, and it's going to piss people off, but you know what? I don't care. I just spent an hour and a half in a government office today. I'm really not feeling government right now, so I don't really care if you get mad. So here's the deal. So she filed... Her and 15 other children filed a complaint with the UN alleging that five of the world's leading economies have violated the child. She's 16, and you can see a teenage angst for her. Let's see. Host climate action sun first day of the about dozens of unveiling and here. Okay, you're something and then it scroll like it's not scrolling. Okay. She the world's are not named in the complaint. She didn't name the United States. She didn't China. She didn't have Europe. Oh, she didn't name the United States China because the real interview is decided in their courts. Well, not necessarily. Then I'll come to you know what? That's stupid. We're not going to do that. That's just a freaking money. That's another UN money. That's not that. So in fact, countries like France and even Sweden. So Michael Schellenberger says, if you want people to think your vote isn't climate, but rather making and keeping nations poor, then attacking France and Brazil, which get 86 and 79% of their power from zero carbon sources, is a great strategy. P.S. 26% of Brazilians, 55 million people, live in poverty you can't imagine. This is Mike Schellenberger, who is the president and founder of Environmental and Climate Progress. He also writes, attacking nuclear is as extremely dangerous, reinforces the sense that what you want isn't lower emissions, but degrowth. Why? Because nuclear. How is France and your country, Sweden, get 86 and 90% of their power from zero carbon sources? An article to it. He also writes, French President Emmanuel Macron is right. Your very radical positions are likely to antagonize our societies. Indeed, they already have. But then perhaps that was your goal all along? Around the world, those who shut down nuclear plants and replace them with natural gas and a few, quote, renewables, end quote, are Greenpeace. Now, A. Klein, Bill McKibben, et al., while those people defending nuclear are climate scientists for whom you claim to speak. Since 2016, global pro-nuclear movement and my NGO have prevented emissions from rising equivalent to adding 24 million cars to the road. How? By standing up to your allies. So spare us the hypocritical moralizing and fake denunciation of climate deniers and stop tackling nuclear. I couldn't care less whether you go back to school or not, but you should get educated about why only nuclear can radically decarbonize energy supplies. Schellenberger called on Thunberg and other environmental activists to take a look how the push for renewables completely failed places like Vermont and Germany. You should study the example of Vermont, where the anti-nuclear advocacy of Bill McKibben and Bernie Sanders led directly to a spike in carbon emissions, and why renewables proved grossly inadequate. And he put an article in it. You should study the history of renewable energy advocacy's creepy, dark, romantic, and anti-modern roots in Germany, which every day proves why renewables can't power modern civilization. If you're going to condemn fossil fuels as evil, then you should contemplate why is it that the oil and gas companies are spending millions to promote unreliable renewables that you, too, are promoting. Well, he goes on. He just rips the whole thing, not just her, but he just rips the whole narrative into little bitty pieces. Now, if you will go back and listen to some of my rants on energy from 2008 on Blog Talk Radio, if you could stand and listen to the ridiculously horrible quality, if they still have those shows, those programs available, I've been talking about nuclear power for a long time. Nuclear power is basically safe. There have been Chernobyl. Crappy workmanship, that super duper Soviet engineering that we are also afraid of. that this freaking sucks. And then you had Fukushima, where you had a tsunami, right? You know what I'm saying? So completely, two completely ridiculous situations that are not going to be the regular. Like he says, like Schellenberg says, there's a lot of power being generated around the world using nuclear power. Zero carbon emissions. So if these people were really about what they say they are, then they would be pushing nuclear power over, quote, these renewables, quote, end quote, that are not going to power a modern civilization. And this doesn't go for just Greta Thunberg. This goes for people like Bernie Sanders. This goes for people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It goes for those people, too, who are pushing this, and Barack Obama. This who says that we need renewable energy, renewable. What's more renewable than, well, yeah, the problem with nuclear energy is waste, right? What's the problem with an electric car? Stop. What is the problem with an electric car? What's the problem with it? What is the biggest problem outside of cost with a Tesla? Because I think Teslas are cool. And my wife desperately wants one. I'm just telling you, she does. And she's just believing for Tesla to be her next car. But what's the biggest problem other than cost with a Tesla? That big ass lithium battery. That's what the biggest problem is. What do you do with that big ass lithium battery once it doesn't work anymore? So we are at the same place. What do you do with nuclear waste? And we have found ways to dispose, and we're finding ways to dispose of nuclear waste. They're doing it in Sweden. They're doing it in France. They're doing it in Brazil. They're doing it in lots of places around the world. And it's clean. It's as clean as a way to produce energy as anything that we have. And it has a zero carbon footprint. So if these people are really about climate and carbon, then they would not attack nuclear. They would promote it in places, especially places in the third world. They're about degrowth. They're about going backwards as a society. They're about Thunderdome. All right, we're going to take just a very, very short little break. We'll be back. And we're going to give you the Hey Jackass report before we head out. Thank you for coming to the Morning Report. I think it's 16 or 17. I don't know. You know, why don't somebody look it up? Count them up for me. Send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. Tell me what number this is and tell me where you heard the program. We appreciate that until we see you. And then we're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
You're tired of the cold? You're tired of the taxes? It's time to move to Florida. And our friend Gary Knight at New Homes of Tampa Bay is the perfect person to help you. You can just give Gary a call at 813-770-9452, or you can go to the website to look for your brand new home at www.newhomestpa.com. Move to Florida. It's about time.
It's time for the Jackass Report here on the Morning Report. I just can't, and this is so macabre, this is so terrible, but I can never not tell you what's going on in Chicago, which is of gun control. Every time there's a horrible incident somewhere in the country, the left starts screaming for gun control, and I always go up to here's a place where you have what you want, what you say you want anyway. And here's how it's working. Right now, in the city of Chicago, according to the website jackass.com that keeps track of such things, there have been year-to-date, right? I mean, the final September totals. Let me get this. That is all of September. It is October 1st today. Shot and killed 48 people, up 9% from last year. Shot and wounded 214, up 3% from last year. Total people shot is up 4% from last year. 262 people and 51 homicides. Now, year to date, 365 people have been shot and killed. So we're going to end the year with more than one person shot and killed a day in Chicago, because right now we're already at 365. 1,763 people have been shot and wounded in the city of Chicago. 2,128 people have been shot, with 398 homicides. More than one homicide a day. Holy crap. The Petri dish, the experimental dish of gun control. This week, one person shot and killed, 11 shot and wounded, with a total of 12 shot and one homicide in the city of Chicago. It is absolutely insane. So that's going on, where there is gun control like no other. Somebody shot there every 3 hours. A person is shot there every 3 hours and 5 minutes. So note what time it is now where you are. And then in 3 hours, think about somebody else has been shot there. Think about this. Every 16 hours, 27 minutes, somebody is murdered in the city of Chicago. Think about that. Think about when you get home from work and you're maybe about ready to, I don't know, have dinner with your family. Somebody has been murdered in Chicago. In this Petri dish of control. This is where it's supposed to work the best. This is where the laws are the most onerous. And right now, in 2019, there have been 5 people killed and 4 people wounded in police-involved shootings. And I'm going to tell you that the majority of people who were either a victim or an assailant in these stats are black. Are black males. 6-1 over females. Black males. 319 homicides by guns. 91%. 19 people stabbed to death. 4 people strangled to death. 2 people with trauma. 2 people died of, they were child abuse. They were child abuse victims. One was killed with an automobile, and the other was killed in utero. In the Petri dish, in the perfect environment for gun control, this is the sort of carnage that's happening. And this is the sort of carnage, sort of gun control they want for all over the nation. Maybe not Chicago. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of here and make room for somebody else. So thanks so much for coming to the Morning Report. Maybe it's 16, maybe it's 17, maybe it's 27. I don't know which one it is. Send me an email, wls860@gmail.com. Make sure that you check out my friend Paul Swanson and the Swanson Report, Google Swanson Report, S-W-A-N-S-E-N, Swedish. Check us out. Check us out tomorrow morning right here on the Morning Report on Spotify and iHeartRadio. and wherever else you hear, please send me an email, wls80@gmail.com. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.